From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pope Francis appeals for reconciliation as he ends his visit to Cuba. Pope Francis travels to the United States Tuesday after spending 4 days in Cuba, presiding over masses for tens of thousands in Havana in the eastern city of Holguín, where he urged people Monday to overcome resistance to change. The Reverend Brian Lucas is General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference.
So he's speaking to a group of people whose relationships probably are very ambiguous. There were people within Cuba who followed the regime, people who rebelled against the regime. He's in a milieu where, at the moment, there are dissidents against the current government. And what he's saying to people is, can we see beyond the appearances so that traitors can become friends?
During his visit, the Pope met with both Fidel Castro and his younger brother and current president, Raul Castro. Several leading dissidents criticized the Pope for not accepting their requests for a meeting. In northeast Nigeria, at least 80 people were killed, dozens more wounded in multiple bombings in the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, and the town of Monguno. There was no claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram has been suspected. The insurgency has caused hundreds of thousands to flee their homes over the years, forcing them into camps where the internally displaced, including those from the Lake Chad area. Adil Sarkozy of the World Food Program labors to help feed them.
The people here have fled the islands because they have seen their parents or their children being killed by Boko Haram, and they had no other option. Now they are here, they have nothing, and they need our support. WFP is here. We are providing food to about 2,000 people today, but the needs are growing, and we need more and more support.
The UN agency has appealed for more than $16 million to deal with the immediate needs of those fleeing Boko Haram in Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. This is VOA.